this is just my third camp.
Yes.
I mean, once upon a time when the Cowboys trained in Austin in the 90s, I was a Cub reporter and I covered a few camps down there.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as being an adult broadcaster,
right.
A full-time ticket employee, this is just year three for me.
Yeah.
And so I don't have a long history of doing on-field bits and having huge home run swings for content. But I decided to take one. I decided to take one. And I wanted it to have some connective tissue to camps past.
I love it.
So back in the day when Corby had long hair and was useful.
I was so cool, man.
He had many.
It's like 4 months ago.
He had many, many training camp bits, training camp characters.
I did.
Maybe regale us with some of them if you can remember.
Well, I mean, I don't know where it all started with all that mess, but Repro Man.
Yes.
Was a favorite of mine. In later years, well, Obvious Man, a lot of Man. The Interrupter was a favorite of mine. The Redundant Man of Redundancy was a favorite of mine. There were many.
Yes. And perhaps the most notable of them all, the Overcusser.
Yes. Yes. We have been told by the FCC... It's just too hot to handle.
It's flying too close to the sun.
Yes, right.
Well, I wanted to do an homage to the Overcusser.
Oh, did you?
Thank
know?
You.
I wanted to see if I could capture that same spirit, that same just zest for life.
Yeah.
But do it in a different way. Do it in a way that is 2024.
More presentable.
Do it in a way that is ownable to me.
Yeah, okay. Now, so, for those who don't know, should I explain what the Overcusser was before we get to this?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
So it was...
Explain this advanced concept.
Essentially, this is going to take some time, Bob, so get ready. Every question that is asked to athlete is peppered with hardcore S and F bombs galore.
Just casual.
You don't even need them in there.
Yeah, totally unnecessary, but casually sprinkled into every question.
Yes.
Well, I had the opportunity yesterday to speak to Jalen Brooks. You know, we spoke to Jalen Tolbert. This is one of his cohorts in that wide receivers room. So I found the perfect straight man, Jalen Brooks, for the debut episode of The Overqueefer. Jalen Brooks here. First day of padded practice. Beautiful weather. Do you come out here and think, man, another day in Queefing Paradise?
Yeah, for sure, man. It's beautiful out here. What's it, about like 72, 74 degrees? Feels great, man. You know, come out here with the pads. It's a blessing to be out here. And it's a great day. It's a great day in California, man.
So you obviously are used to the pads, but the Guardian caps are kind of new. When you put those on the first time, you're like, what the queef is this? These look queefing stupid.
Hey, yeah, they don't look as... They're not as bad as they look, if I should say that. The first day, for sure, is a little heavy. But, I mean, I think, you know, like RP would say, great ones adjust. So, you know, just adjust to what's going on. So
is your head, like... Queefing everywhere?
Nah, I think they did a pretty good job of designing these.
All right, pause it.
All right, this is the dumbest thing we've ever done.
Okay.
I had to give a visual when I said, is your head like queefing everywhere? I was kind of bobbing my head all over the place. Because it's so out of balance with the Guardian cap.
Right, and he knew what you were saying.
Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead.
He would say, great ones adjust, so, you know, just adjust to what's going on. So
is your head, like, queefing everywhere?
Nah, I think they did a pretty good job of designing these to stay pretty firm on the helmet.
Okay, as far as rivalries in camp, offense, defense, who is the biggest trash talker among the DBs? They're like, queef you, you're queefing mama, so queefing ugly, all that kind of queef.
I would say everybody, man. yeah, I think that's just in the DNA of a DB, you know, is to talk crap. So I think that's pretty much everybody, you know. I don't really talk to anybody more than I talk to anybody on that court. So I don't really get to know, you know, I'm not next to them in the locker. So it might be a little bit different if I'm next to them. But, you know, if we pass him by, we'll say something.
Okay, so no CD here. He's working on his contract stuff. So when you heard that he wasn't going to report to camp, were you like, ah, oh, Queef, we really need him? Or were you like, Queef, this is my chance to really show what I can queef and do?
In life, I've always been taught, you know, next man up, and you just got to be ready for the moment, you know, so nothing's guaranteed. So, you know, just got to be ready, and somebody got to step up.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Have a good camp, and queef, bro.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Thank you.
I was wondering, will he ever stop him? Will he ever point that out?
Are you saying queef? Jalen Brook.
Oh, my God. And I like how the inflection of queef is bad or good.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Were you like, queef?
When he found out that CD wasn't here, was it like, oh, queef? Yeah. Or was it like, queef? Were you like, oh, queef, we really need him? Or were you like, queef, this is my chance to really show what I can queef and do?
Oh, it might be hard.
Queefing.
Holy
so God. Dumb. Oh my God, it's so dumb. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
And that character's name?
The Overqueefer.
Oh, wow.
The Overqueefer.
Oh, we'll have to keep our eyes open for him with the future.
Oh,
I mean, I was looking, I made sure my sunglasses were off so I could make eye contact with Jalen Brooks.
Yeah.
And, I was waiting for at least some kind of, like, dilation of his pupils or something that signaled he knew something was amiss and never happened.
Nothing.
He just wrote it out.
Wait a minute.
Did he go in the locker room after that or to someone and be like, man, I'm not sure, but I think this guy said queef like 20 times and used it as a verb.
What the queef is this? He's like queefing stupid.
Holy
All right.
cow.
That makes me happy. The Overqueefer.
Well, it's
he wins the day.
Certainly nice to meet him.
He wins the
camp.
Day.